This is Radio Nepal, IMSN, stressed with the news, the headlines first. Vote counting for the proportional representation segment of the House of Representatives election concludes. Six parties set to enter Parliament. Department of Hydrology and Meteorology estimates improvement in air quality and weather conditions across the nation from tomorrow. Foreign Minister Balananda Sharma says the government is fully prepared with all necessary measures to ensure the safety of Nepali citizens in West Asia. And cargo ship catches fire in Strait of Hormuz after three vessels hit by unknown projectiles. Now the news in detail. Following the completion of vote counting for the proportional representation segment of the House of Representatives elections, 51 participating parties received fewer votes than the required threshold for parliamentary representation. In the elections held on the 5th of March under the proportional representation system, a total of 57 parties participated with a combined election symbol. Out of these, 6 parties are set to enter Parliament, while 51 did not achieve the minimum votes required. The Election Commission has clarified that only parties securing at least 3% of the total valid votes will be granted seats. Deputy spokesperson of the Election Commission, Kulbahadur GC, noted that there is a legal framework that treats the entire country as a single electoral constituency, allowing candidates from a party to be elected to the House of Representatives based on the total votes each party receives. He added that the remaining parties did not surpass the threshold. Meanwhile, out of the 17.04 million valid PR votes counted, the Rashtra Swatantra Party leads with 5.18 million votes, followed by the Nepali Congress with 1.75 million votes, CPN-UML with 1.45 million votes, Nepali Communist Party with 811,000 votes, Shram Sanskriti Party with 385,000 votes, and Rashtra Prajatantra Party with 330,000 votes. Other parties failed to cross the required threshold. Meanwhile, with the election results now made public, there is a widespread public interest in when the new government will be formed. However, since some legal and technical procedures still need to be completed before the government formation process can begin, it is estimated that a new government could be formed by the last week of the March. Many parts of Nepal have been experiencing hazy and smoggy conditions in recent days due to limited rainfall and stable atmospheric conditions, according to the Department of Hydrology and Meteorology. The Meteorological Forecasting Division said a stable high-pressure system in the upper atmosphere and weak low-pressure activity below have prevented rainfall, causing air pollutants to accumulate in the lower atmosphere and resulting in widespread haze across the country. However, the division said weather activity is expected to gradually increase starting tomorrow, and there is a possibility of brief rainfall in some places, which may help gradually improve the current air quality and weather conditions. Authorities have urged the public to take necessary precautions to protect their health from the smog. Foreign Minister Balananda Sharma has stated that Nepalese living in West Asia are safe as they are not directly targeted in the conflict. At a press conference held today at the Ministry of Foreign Affairs, Minister Sharma said more than 63,000 people have so far filled out forms through the respective diplomatic missions in the data collection process initiated for the rescue and safety of Nepalese in West Asia. Minister Sharma also said the government is fully prepared with all necessary measures to ensure the safety of Nepali citizens. On the same occasion, details were shared on the adoption by the United Nations General Assembly of the resolution proposed by Nepal designating 15th of April as International Wellness Day, marking a significant diplomatic milestone for the country. The Supreme Court has ordered a full hearing on the writ petition filed against chairperson of the Rashtra Swatantra Party, Ravi Lamithani. The Supreme Court issued such order on the writ petition filed against the decision of the Office of the Attorney General to withdraw the case related to cooperatives fraud and money laundering charges. The Supreme Court spokesperson Arjun Prasad Koirala said a division bench of the justices Sapna Pradhan Malla and Srikanth Powdel ordered that the matter be presented for a full hearing on the 15th of March. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now it's time for a short break. Bides gaye pari chinta ki na garne
Nepal Telecom ko international roaming line.
जहाँ भए पनि पाउनुहोस् हामी सँगै,
कल गर्नुहोस् त्यता चलाउनुहोस् संसार भरि सजिलै.
नेपाल टेलिकम को इन्टरनेशनल रोमिङ सेवा सुचारु गर्न *14*#7# डायल गरी वा नेपाल टेलिकम को एपबाट पनि गर्न सक्नुहुन्छ.
नेपाल टेलिकम, राष्ट्रको संचार.
Welcome back. Now the remaining news. The World Bank has pledged support for Nepal's Clean Air and Prosperity Project aimed at reducing air pollution from industries and strengthening air quality management. The Board of Executive Directors of the World Bank has approved a credit of 7.7 billion rupees for the project. The project will help reduce emissions of fine particulate matter PM2.5, particularly from industrial and commercial boilers and furnaces. It also aims to strengthen national systems for monitoring and managing air quality. You're listening to Radio Nepal's 8pm English News Bulletin. Now onto some international news update. Three commercial ships have been damaged by unknown projectiles in the Strait of Hormuz, with at least one catching fire. According to the BBC, 23 crew members on board one ship are being rescued. Earlier, the US military said it eliminated 16 Iranian mine-laying ships in the area after President Trump warned Iran not to put out any mines there. Iran continues its strikes across the region, including in Saudi Arabia, the UAE and Kuwait. Four people were injured when two drones fell near Dubai airport. Air traffic has not been affected, though. Israel launches renewed attacks on Iran and Lebanon, with reporting of a strike on an apartment building in central Beirut. G7 nations have said they would support the collective release of oil from their reserves to tackle soaring prices since the start of the US-Israel war with Iran. According to the BBC, the group of countries has been meeting with the International Energy Agency, IEA, which is reported to be readying its biggest ever intervention in the oil market on Wednesday afternoon. The conflict has caused oil exports through the vital Strait of Hormuz, which carries a fifth of global oil supplies, to virtually stop and production in the region to slump. Now the general weather forecast for the country tonight. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be generally cloudy over Koshi, Madhes, Bagmati, Gandaki and Lumbini provinces, as well as the hilly regions of Karnali and Sudurpashchim provinces, and partly cloudy in the remaining areas. There is a possibility of light rain and snowfall with thunder and lightning at a few places in Koshi and Madhes provinces, and at one or two places in the hilly and Himalayan regions of Bagmati and Gandaki provinces. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin, but before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Vote counting for the proportional representation segment of the House of Representatives election concludes. Six parties set to enter Parliament. Department of Hydrology and Meteorology estimates improvement in air quality and weather conditions across the nation from tomorrow. Foreign Minister Balananda Sharma says the government is fully prepared with all necessary measures to ensure the safety of Nepali citizens in West Asia. And cargo ship catches fire in Strait of Hormuz after three vessels hit by unknown projectiles. Well, that's the end of the news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. Please also visit our website www.radionepalonline.com for more news and online programs. Our next news in English is at 8 a.m. tomorrow. Stay tuned and have a good night.